Good morning. I'm Dan Hone, Deputy Director of the KITP. Those of you who've been here before notice a new letter in the title of the Institute. It's now the Kavli Institute for Theoretical Physics. And as you may know, this has resulted from a very generous gift of Fred Kavli, engineer trained in physics, who gave $7.5 million to this institute, and as a consequence, the institute is now named for him. That gift will go towards endowment, towards having some money to flexible funds to do things we weren't able to do in the past, to help with a new construction project you may know about. The institute is going to be expanded. There's going to be a wing in the back of the courtyard back there, and additional facilities of various sorts, including an extra seminar room, a shower room, and additional offices, so the place will be able to offer more activity and be somewhat less crowded. This conference, as you know, on the New Cosmology Confronts Observation, is basically to kick off a longer program of some 4-5 months duration till mid-December, which has roughly the same name and has, in addition, the CMB, Dark Matter, Dark Energy, and Brain Worlds, the longest title of any program in the history of this institute, I think. The main activities of the institute are indeed these longer programs, typically 2 in the fall, 2 to 3 in the fall, 2 to 3 in the spring. And these are in areas which span the whole range of topics of interest to people in theoretical physics, and range from biology, biophysics, to astrophysics, condensed matter, and various other topics. We rely on the physics community around the world to get suggestions as to what these programs should encompass, the most exciting things, hopefully, in the broad area theoretical physics describes. And so one thing I would like to do is to solicit your participation in this process. And if you do have ideas for future programs that might run here at the Institute, that you make suggestions by email, by leaving them here as during this week or later on. They need not be extensive as a first proposal, and the advisory board will consider them, and if the idea is approved, we'll ask for amplification of the proposal later on. Okay. The second thing that I want to mention is that a very successful innovation here a few years ago was to put everything that is given in various seminars, conferences, and programs alike, put everything on the web. Advantage both to those who participate in the programs and conferences and those who are unable to do so. So all the talks, both the audio and the slides or PowerPoint presentations or even movies, I guess, will be found in the web, on the web. You can look at past programs here if you're interested yourself on our homepage, which is basically kitp.ucsb.edu. And in order to continue that tradition, we ask that each of you who talks give to the front office after the talk the transparencies you use or the PowerPoint presentation. Within 24 hours, you'll have it back, and then we'll put it on the web. You can edit it if need be, and as I say, both the audio and the visual presentation will be there. If you find it useful, you don't even need to take notes because they're all the things will ultimately be on the web. And of course, things like experimental graphs, complicated things that you'd be unable to take notes on are there, and you can print out on your own printer later. So welcome to this conference, and those of you who are staying on later for the main program, I know it'll be an exciting week, and I turn it over to Martin. Or John.
Max.
Max. Whoever. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You get this, too.
That's too high, I think. I need to figure out myself. So.